every student needs the opportunity to respond. You have some students who will raise their hands to answer every question. You have those students that will just sit, and in their head, they're probably saying, oh gosh, please don't let her call on me. Teachers can use the whiteboards. They can pose a problem on the board. We're going to multiply, I'll give you 30 seconds. So the kids are writing. When they're done, hold it up. So they're holding it up. She scans the room for the answers. So Johnny, how did you get your answer? So he's going to explain, I did this, this, and then I did this. And if it's incorrect, she was like, ah, but look here and here. And then Johnny's going to catch his mistake of what he done. Sally may have done the same thing. So she's going to take a second look to make sure she did hers correct. Every child needs the opportunity to respond, because you have students cognitively that may be here, and then you have some that may be here. Well, the ones down here, they're not going to say anything. They're going to just sit there because they don't want to answer a question. They don't want to be wrong. They don't want to be embarrassed. But guess what? You can't let one child or one group of kids dominate in answering questions. Every child needs an opportunity to respond.